When Andre sat down with me in Bryant Park, it was hard not to notice two things about this man. His tooth on the upper left of his mouth, drooping through his lip even when his mouth was closed, and the Star of David necklace he wore outside his black turtleneck sweater. He sat down and told me about both.
At present, I'm singing in a acapella doo-wop group. We do acapella doo-wop. That's just singing without a band or any kind of played music, just the vocal, just the voices. And it's a lot of fun, and what it does is bring back a lot. We sing people's memories is basically what we do. I started singing in the subway because I was coming through. I was going to a rehearsal with another group. Saw some guys singing in the subway, and the bass singer was just all over the place. So I took him aside and I said, you might want to try this, you might want to try this. And so he tried it and worked out. And then the guy that led the group called me at home and said, are you going to be here tomorrow? And I said, no. He said, well, you have to be. I said, why? He said, because we fired our bass, we want you. So I came down there and we sang for about 2 or 3 hours. And so they said, well, you're going to come here tomorrow? I said, well, no, actually, because I'm used to singing on stage and stuff like that. And I was basically saying that singing in the subway was a little beneath me. So they said, well, let's divide up the money. And we divided up the money. I said, I'll be here tomorrow. Because sometimes you sing at a conjunction, a confluence of 4 or 5 different trains, and tens of thousands of people come through. I mean, if everybody were to give you a penny, you'd never have to sing. You know, you never have to work again. So that's basically what I do. What I'm doing right now is I'm recovering because, you see, the space for rent was I have a partial bridge on top. And one of these times we went to sing somewhere. I hadn't eaten all day, and it was a catered affair. And so when we sang the first set, people just getting food. There's nothing worse than sitting, smiling at people and singing while they're eating, and you can't. So when the break came, I got a ton of food, and I had damaged the bridge. So when I chewed, it irritated me a little. So I said, well, I'm not going to put up with that. I really need to eat. So I took the bridge out and put it on the table. So I said, I better get some soda to wash this down. So I'm talking to the lady that owns the place, and I said, they were really good caterers. I mean, when you sing at as many gigs as we do, you learn to judge the food. So these guys are amazing. These people are amazing. She said, yeah, you know what I really like about it? I said, no. She said, well, when they're through, when the thing is over, they just leave. I said, why is that? She said, because they clean up as they go. And I look at my table and it's clean. So here I am in a white suit that we sing in, inside of a Dempsey dumpster, one of those green dumpsters, searching for my mouth. In the meantime, it's time for us to go on stage, and they're on the microphone saying, Mr. Black, this is not too much to ask. Could you kindly come to sing with us, you know? I live on the Lower East Side. I guess you would call me a pro Semite. I can put up with just about anything other than somebody who's anti-Jewish, who's an anti-Semite. I ever since I was little, I could never stand it. I grew up during the Second World War, and I saw what happened. And my father was in, my stepfather was in the Army. And so the Lower East Side was like coming home for me because it's made up of Hasidim and Asians. So it's the best of both, it's the best of both possible worlds. And I'm learning Hebrew and I'm learning Yiddish. This came because I made a contribution to the Holocaust Museum, and they sent this to me. It's my proudest possession. So when we, in the group that I sing in, there are two guys that are Jewish. So when it comes time for me to sing a song, I always say, particularly if we're singing, because we sing a lot of time at synagogues, and I just tell people, I'm so glad to be back home again. So you don't realize this, but out of the six guys in this group, there are three that are Jewish. I said, there's Sammy, who's Sephardic, and Dave, who's Ashkenazi, and myself. I'm from a small shtetl called Harlem. And I said, we have two people that we're proud of in Harlem. And one is the great klezmer bebop trumpeter Izzy Gillespie, and the other one is the great Yiddish cantor Billy Eckstein. And there are people, even black people, should know better, who are anti-Semitic. And when I meet them, I want them to see this so I don't have to get in any arguments with them, you know? I mean, if you're black and you see what happened to Jews during the Second World War, it's entirely incomprehensible to you because you say to yourself, they're the same color. I grew up listening to everyone, but I listened to everything, but the main influence, right, was doo-wop. A song called A Kiss from Your Lips, was by the Flamingos. And then later on the big song was a song called In the Still of the Night by Fred Parris and the Satins out of New Haven, Connecticut. Big time hit. And when they made that song and it became a hit, this was in New Haven, you couldn't find a street corner that was empty. Everybody was out trying to do it, you know. But I really love it because music has a tremendous amount of power. One time we were singing in the subway with the subway group, and this guy came up and he asked us, do you know the song When We Get Married? It's a song by the Dream Lovers. And we said, yeah, you know. And so he said, I'll give you $10 if you sing it. I mean, $10, we'd cut his lawn and wash his windows and clean his car, you know, for $10. These people give us quarters and 50 cents. So we said, yeah, so we sang it, and he fell on one knee and proposed to his fiancée and gave her a ring in the subway. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to do because what you've done is you've given people something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. You have the power to do that.
Let's sing it all when we get married.